What? Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, December 20th. It's 7:56 a.m. So I'm dropping this one early. I'm showing that I'm versatile. Because normally I drop all the episodes at night. But I just felt compelled to drop this episode in the morning. It's 5 days before Christmas. It's a Corona Christmas. Corona's still in effect. But I wanted to talk about JSU football. Jackson State, to be exact. You know, for the people who may just be tuning in to this podcast and never heard any episodes before, I'm a Jacksonian. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, and Jackson State is in Jackson, Mississippi, and that's my alma mater. That's a HBCU, historical black college or university. And I've been preaching for a while. If you go back and listen to other episodes on, you know, these black athletes, college athletes need to start going to HBCUs, and Jackson State, you know, with the help of Coach Prime and his coaching staff, has recruited the best class ever in the history of HBCUs, period. Best class ever in the SWAC. I mean, they ranked number 40, you know, based on the players that they got in the nation. They ahead of UCLA, Cincinnati, Baylor University. So they ahead of some big-time programs with their new recruits that they've been picking up, you know, starting with his sons, Shador Sanders and Shiloh Sanders. And it's a beautiful thing because you have to, we got to support our own, man. And we got to do for self. And nowadays, in the times that we living in, you don't have to go to a college to get promotion. You know what I'm saying? You can start promoting yourself. You got all these social media outlets to put out the stuff that you want the world to see. And if you a good player or a great player, somebody is going to see it. Somebody going to watch it and catch you, and you can make it to the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, whatever that sport may be. If you good enough, great enough, you will get to the league. So, and these players have decided to go to Jackson State, and that's phenomenal. The program is off to a great start, and Deion probably really only been on the job for 2 weeks. So it's beautiful to see it. We had some good recruits, a few recruits in basketball, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all these young kids that's getting it and understand that, hey, I can go to this HBCU and dominate. My stats gonna be through the roof, and I'm gonna get seen. Deion been all on ESPN. Deion even been to the governor's mansion with Tate Reeves in there. And you can listen to earlier podcasts that I got about Tate Reeves. Tate Reeves don't give a fuck. But he had them at the little governor's mansion, all Deion and the whole coaching staff, a few days ago, just celebrating with them. Because it's going to bring a lot of money into the city. And it's only right. Jackson is the blackest city in America. Mississippi is the blackest state in America. So it's only right. All the future college players come to HBCUs, man. And let's start doing for self and building our own and blazing a new tradition for our kids, kids, kids. You know what I mean? So it's super exciting. I knew this was gonna happen. You starting to see a culture shift where we where these kids are super smart. They're a lot smarter than my generation and previous generations, and they making just sound decisions and great decisions. And it's a beautiful thing to witness. And I can't wait to go to the Jackson State games. The games for us are going to start February of next year. February 21st is the first game. I'm going to be right there. My birthday is the day after, so it'd be like an early birthday present for me. And yeah, man. So, Jackson State, keep up the good work. All these future college athletes, keep up the good work. The athletes that are signed there now, thank you. God bless you. And we appreciate you. And we know you're gonna do great things. But yeah, so I had to speak on that. Go back and listen to other episodes. I might drop an episode tonight. I don't know. Check out, go get the merch. The link gonna be in the description as it is in all the other episodes. So yeah, thank you guys for tapping in. And hey, you've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Cruder Jr. Until next time.